Up next, you got Doug with Puzzling Evidence. This show is sick and whacked out, and stay tuned if you know what's good for you or what's bad for you.
So, how much do you smoke?
Very little. Very, very little. Smoking is a pleasure. It relieves your mind.
You need to smoke?
I don't have to.
I don't have to, I don't want to, and I won't.
I just said it relieves your mind.
Do you want some relief?
Not necessarily.
How do you spell relief? How does America handle a headache? Impeach him is what they ought to do.
The people who participate in swapping or other group sex are
86
bored
would be
with
good
their own sex lives.
Sex repeat, and violence.
The people who participate in swapping or other group sex are bored.
I haven't been to a swap meet in some time.
True.
Where all sorts of sexually sexy things are constantly happening. All right, well, if you'll come this way, we'll come to the Hall of the Jurassic Period. Everybody stay together, up these stairs. I've done it in the American Museum of Natural History. Everybody pays in a little bit to... We meet in the main hall, and then we proceed through the dinosaur rooms with me as the guide. And sometimes they ask me some pretty good questions.
Group sex or swapping need not be destructive to the people who wish it. True or false?
Something I discovered, followed by my desire.
grandma to the spider. Not my idea. Talk about the unbelievable. So, my grandmother, who died many years before I was born, had an unpleasant encounter when a giant spider leaped down from this bunch of bananas which had just been delivered. She was trying to pull one off the bunch. My father was in his high chair, a small boy, but remembering this very well, as the spider ran around and his mother, my grandmother, swatted at it with a broom. The Theraphosa blondii is the world's largest spider, and it's very venomous, and it also charges at and attacks humans when it encounters them. It is irate. It believes its phenotype is programmed to believe that the best defense is a good offense. But my father's mother was somewhat nimble, which is a good thing in her long skirts of the day. And eventually she scored a direct hit with the broom, crushing the dinner plate-sized spider into an unwholesome mess on the floor, which my father used to describe, also providing a sound effect with the story. Well, in all probability, the spider was already dying when it was attacking, because they can't jump down onto a hard floor without doing something which is ultimately fatal to themselves, breaking the seals on their limbs, which are fragile. It's where the limbs bend. They bend at these loose patches where they're sealed, and spiders have very high lymphatic pressure going on. In fact, they have no musculature to pull their legs forward, only to retract them. Their legs move forward from the hydraulic pressure of the lymph, and if the seal is broken, all the fluid is swiftly driven out. And the spider in death hardly resembles itself in life, being shrunken in upon itself without the life-giving fluid which is inside it at all times. So this giant theraphosid spider was probably experiencing a leak and had been moved by the feckless humans from his or her most probably lurking place in the bunch of bananas. Had traveled all the way on the banana boat, possibly in a semi-dormant state from the unusual coldness, and had been revived and indeed irritated when my grandmother pulled a banana suddenly from the bunch. Maria Sibylla Merman, I've spoken of before, a wonderful scientist who nobody would pay attention to because she was a woman, but who did extensive research in natural history on some of the insect fauna and other of the lower hemisphere, that is to say South America and the associated regions. In a book of hers, as a child, I saw an illustration of a bird stretched out on the ground, and one of these spiders was squatting on it with its lancets buried in the bird's neck, you know, killing the bird. It was a bird spider, in fact, a Theraphosa. But the way this Victorian engraving was put together, it almost looked like some malign sex act or something. Or it suggests it, I suppose. However, it was definitely a thanatotic action. Thanatos, not Eros. A peculiar thing for a young lad like me to see, eh? Oh, my God. I think I may have made a miscalculation somewhere here. Well, let's not worry about it. One simply can only judge by one's own experience. Now, it's all in God's hands.
Circulate faster to keep their bodies warm.
That's the theory, and it's become particularly important in recent years with the debate about endothermy as far as the entire Mesozoic biota is concerned. Yes, did some sort of furry, fuzzy covering evolve for dinosaurs who were somehow hot-blooded? Which then turned into feathers, causing the dinos to take to the air. Despite being already too big, turkey-sized creatures with tiny forelegs and large hind legs. The total profile you don't need if you want to get into the air. It's all dinosaur revolution nonsense. Dinosaur renaissance a while back, with Backer's first articles in Scientific American, was good, a positive development, but the cult of feathers on dinosaurs is unpleasant, and they quite vehemently attack. And what's worse, if you're in the professional field, they threaten you with lack of funding, which is the worst. Distortions of science. Terrible. Because science is supposed to be about the truth. Dogs delight to bark and bite. Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. The peasants are going to bed. Some will rise and greet the sun. but some will be quite dead. Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. The Duke is fond of kittens. He loves to take their insides out and use their fur for mittens. Oh, what has become of Millicent Frastley? Is there any hope she is still alive? Why haven't they found her? It's rather ghastly to think that the child was not yet five. The dear little thing was last seen playing alone by herself at the edge of the park. There was no one nearby to keep her from straying off in the shadows and oncoming dark. Before she could do so, a silent and glittering black motor pulled up where she sat, nibbling grass. From inside came a nearly inaudible twittering. A tiny green face peered out through the glass. She was ready to flee, but the figure beckoned. An arm with two elbows held out a tin of cinnamon balls. She paused. A second reached out as she took one and lifted her in. The nurse was discovered collapsed in some shrubbery, but her reappearance was not much use. Her eyes were askew, her extremities rubbery. Her clothing was stained with a brownish juice. When questioned, with hopes of her answers revealing what had happened, she merely repeatedly said, "I hear them crawling about on the ceiling." She had gone irretrievably out of her head. Oh, feelings of horror, resentment, and pity for things that so seldom turn out for the best. The car, unobserved, sped away from the city as the last of the light died out in the west. The Frastleys felt sick with apprehension, which a heavy tea only served to increase, though they thought it hardly genteel to mention the loss of their child. They called in the police. Through unvisited hamlets, the car went creeping with headlamps unlit and the curtains drawn. Those natives who happened not to be sleeping heard it pass and lay awake until dawn. The police, with their flashlights and notebooks, descended on the haunts of the underworld, looking for clues. In spite of their praiseworthy efforts, they ended with nothing at all in the way of news. The car, after hours and hours of travel, came to a gate in an endless wall. It rolled up the drive and stopped on the gravel at the foot of a vast and crumbling hall. As evening wore on, hope started to languish and soon was replaced with all manner of fears. The family twisted their fingers in anguish and got them all damp with the flow of their tears. They removed the child to the ballroom, whose hangings and mirrors were streaked with a luminous slime. They leapt through the air with buzzings and twangings to work themselves up to a ritual crime. They stunned her and stripped off her garments, and lastly, they stuffed her inside a kind of pod. And thus it was that Millicent Frastley was sacrificed to the insect god.
go see her up in heaven where life races run.
But she's up in heaven.
When it's lamplighting time in the valley.
Yeah.
And in dreams I go back to my home.
Yes, I do.
I can see that old lamp in the window.
Oh, there it is.
She'll guide me wherever I roam.
Oh. Well, we must proceed.
Yeah, continue.
Very well.
You still got a couple minutes before the...
Want to give a plug, Ola, to your program, since the callers and... the listeners, the writers on the chatterbox are apparently paying attention.
Yeah, they all know what's going on.
Yes, but you've got to reinforce it. You've got to repeat it. Repetitio est mater studiorum. Or not.
Or not,
right,
yeah.
If you have to tell them they're not cool, they don't deserve to know. I understand. Forget those squares. Strictly cubes from Cubeville. Why I oughta. Anyway, well, on behalf of the old show, what happened to Puzzling Evidence?
He's out explaining the universe.
Well, we not know where he going. What is he doing? Impact Arts Hub. Well, whatever it is, it'll make an impact, all right. It's not like turning Pepe loose in here. In the subatomic world.
I'm sorry. I guess it was nothing. A sudden light reflection. It startled me.
It was nothing.
No doubt a comet or a meteor.
No. It seemed to be a drill-shaped thing. Evolving.
You're tired. Anything's possible.
Must have been my imagination. It makes me realize how desperately alone I am with this.
And, oh! Pardon me just a moment. The budget must have been zero, so how come they get that good dog skeleton effect in there with all the rest of it being so crap?
But damn, you smell good. Like home. And you make excellent coffee.
Yes, and Smoky Mountain.
That's
got
to count for something, right?
Secret formula started by the Culpepper family for generations.
He's my brother, man.
He ain't
love
heavy.
That guy.
On the Love Channel. Now I'll check this scene very carefully.
That was his face feeling sick.
My
Yay.
Face.
Bye. I love you. Thank you for listening. Have fun.
Fun.
Don't jerk off.
Good heavens, how coarse. Let us return to more spiritual thought.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me.
It's a lie.
The place that I will go to, the distance in your eyes.
Varad, the unbelievable. Gigantus, the fire monster.
That's me in the corner. That's
Jet Jaguar. Ghidra, the three-headed monster.
Physiologists have photographed it, analyzed it, taken it apart piece by piece, and it's still
the small monster, Hedora. Look, it is Gamera, the sparking, spitzing, flying, rotating turtle with huge tusks. Yes, he is the friend of all good Japanese children.
Godzilla on Monster Island.
Well, isn't that kind of where you'd expect it? Shh. Ah.
how free Godzilla is on Monster Island to bathe in streams, to frolic in meadows. This is a side of the giant radioactive lizard we so rarely see. Yes, here Godzilla can be a child again, a mere hatchling. Only 40 feet long, with his little nub-like underdeveloped dorsal plates that instead of glowing only slightly flicker as he leases the baby version of his flame breath. Like his descendant Minya, at a youthful age, young Godzilla blows smoke rings of radioactive but hardly deadly material.
But a great disturbance was to come when man disturbed the king of the monsters with experiments from hydrogen bombs in the Pacific. Look at this. My goodness, a trilobite, a primitive three-winged worm thought to be extinct. This is a great and significant discovery for human beings.
Yes, Doctor, but is it not also true that this trilobite was in a giant footprint?
Yes, Godzilla squashed the trilobite.
So try another. Yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, that's the idea. Many people have had it. After you study this stuff long enough, you start feeling in some way that they are all alive somewhere. And sure enough, they are. Earlier in the timeline. Not now. They're where we can't get at them. You can't visit Dinosaur Island. Quarantine. Off limit to human. Stay back. All right. Gosh, yeah, I was trying to explain something in an allegorical or semi-figurative fashion. And now, give me the Cobra Jewels. What the hell? What happened to this? Oh, this will never get put back. It's too complicated. Ah! Huh, well, somebody got a picture of my bad side there.
Oh! It's as if these things are booby trapped. And me with my busted back.
Oh, the Lord's been good to me, and so I thank the Lord. For giving me the things I need, the sky and the sun and the apple tree. Oh, the Lord's been good to me.
That song, performed in Walt Disney's insipid Johnny Appleseed cartoon, actually was sung by the historical Johnny Appleseed as he went about his business. Jonathan Chapman, as his name was.
Thank you. spectacle and wonder. There was a time when the cinema was a place of spectacle and wonder.
I can sense these things.
When the cinema was a place of spectacle and wonder. There was a time when the cinema was a place of spectacle and wonder.
Do you have a pen on you?
Okay.
Mr. President, could you tell us to what degree some of the outside conservative voices helped to shape your views on this national emergency?
I would talk about it. Look, Rush Limbaugh, I think he's a great guy.
He does. Well, he knows.
I can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime. For 3 hours, he speaks. He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. That sometime. For 3 hours, he speaks. Try doing that sometime. For 3 hours, he speaks. Try doing that sometime. He's like, I could speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime.
When unforgettable films played
for
on
three
gigantic
hours
screens.
He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean,
that
this guy is unbelievable.
The imagination.
Try speaking for 3 hours without taking calls.
Now that time has come again.
Taking calls is easy. Okay, I'll answer this one. I'll answer that one. Taking calls is easy. Okay, I'll answer this one. I'll answer that one. He goes for 3 hours, and he's got an audience that's fantastic. Wait,
he's got 3 hours. His show.
And he's got an audience that's fantastic. Wait,
wait. Can he do both at the same time?
How long would you say that it takes your heart to pump a quart of blood? Just standing around like this.
They don't...
Oh, a couple minutes, I guess.
They don't... That's fantastic. Wait.
You're way off.
He's got an audience that's fantastic.
You're way off.
Wait.
Normally, the heart will pump a quart of blood in just about 10 seconds.
They don't decide policies. To bring up the name Ann Colt. He goes for 3 hours... Where the hell did that come from? I think it was the only one in over a year.
One of the great things about America's democracy is we have a vigorous
Donald Trump's
regardless of party.
Donald Trump's done. He's done. Donald Trump's done. He's done.
Hell no, Jimmy, my boy, man, get your ass up, man. Real talk, dog. Real talk, dog. Man,
fuck you. Possessions into money.
There's no question about that. He's done.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We're with...
Yo, right about now, we're going to get some crazy shot.
Where's your friend, man? We're with me now. Come on, man.
Shout out to all the crazy ass tape splicers and media
manipulators. Get your ass cut, man. I got your hand, man. Come on. Hey, work with me now.
Tonight. Thing of the end.
When I was a very little boy. When I was a very little boy.
Breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
Maybe he's feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
News, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Film it.
Phil, get your cigarette smoke out. I know you don't. You're drunk. You're wasted. You're wasted.
Everybody's ass around here.
No, we're not.
I'm glad this is on video.
Yeah.
I want to make
thank
sure
you. The DA wants to know. The DA wants to know. The district attorney wants to know. Because whoever, the guy that shot up the house got 5 years in prison.
But it's true.
Thank you.
You know what? Take your house because you got no problem.
No, we're not.
Is this the tipping point?
Don't
I know
that.
We said it.
Because of your rumors and your Facebook. Your Facebook and your rumors and your hate group. Absolutely. And you're guilty.
Children are lively enough.
You're going to get
guilty.
Caught.
Incredibly guilty.
You're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. Okay.
It's funny to think about,
stop.
Isn't it? But it's true.
No, he did. Nobody did it. Nobody did it. Stop. Go. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out.
I have no
get out.
Problem with the county.
Get out.
Straightening my own.
You
damn
need
fence,
to
Brian.
Leave. It's not your fence.
You
it's not your fence.
I'm in the
he's doing it on purpose.
I'm in the street.
Stop.
You know what?
Go.
See this right here?
Get out.
See this? Go ahead and put the camera down here.
No. Get out.
This water is on public property.
Get out. No, it stop.
The valve right here, I had to replace the fitting on this side because it's on
you.
My side
stop.
Of the property.
Good for you because the water comes in here and that's yours.
Goodbye.
So right
goodbye.
Here is city
goodbye.
Property.
Goodbye. No, it isn't.
Oh,
city
you know
property.
When
the
you
city.
You understand what it's all about.
You don't
about.
Have an
go
education. You don't even
what
graduate
city?
High school. What city? Boulder Creek is not a city. It belongs to the association. It belongs to the association. Go. Just leave. 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 Go. Oh, stop it. Go. Go. Get out. You are.
You're doing this across our yard.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. This is touching your yard.
No, your tire is in our yard.
Oh, okay. Okay. I apologize for touching your dirt.
Get out. Get out. You're drunk. You're drunk.
Yeah,
get out. You're a drunken driver. I will. Get out.
Stop. I'm telling you, I'm sticking to my fence to improve my
that's
property.
That's right. Do it. You're done.
I'm not on
you're
your property,
done.
So
you're done.
Don't
you're
even
done.
Tell me that
you're
there's
done.
An issue.
Get out.
What
go.
Is your issue?
Why
the
is
fence is because
side?
Of your dirt?
No, it isn't.
Oh, come stand right here, Brian. Take a look at
no, me. Don't stand anywhere. Get over it.
Oh,
go.
Yeah.
Bye.
You're wrong.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You're drunk and you're a drunk driver. You're the biggest drunk driver on the planet. You don't pay any DMV fees.
Planet. Oh, now you're a little bit out of control.
No, you have Arizona plates. You've been in California for 13 years and you're driving on Arizona plates. You don't pay your taxes. You've had so many liens against you.
There's no
sales. Oh, you were convicted of subjuration.
You better make your accusations right.
Go.
Because this is
you were pled guilty to subjuration. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You tried ditching a lien. Come on.
No, we didn't. Oh, God. Now you're out of control.
You're out of control. I'm in my property. This is out of control. You are drunk as usual. Bye. 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 You need to leave. You need to leave. You need to leave.
Well, no. You know, listen to what she's saying.
Stop
to me,
it.
Brian.
Stop it.
You're the one causing the problem.
Stop.
She's instigating a situation here that doesn't.
Brian, I'm telling you last time.
I want
stop.
You
go.
To figure out how
bye.
You're going to figure
we
out.
We are.
The
don't worry. Oh, we are going to build it. Don't. It's none of your business. Stop it, Brian.
And
it's
you
none
know
of
what?
Your business.
You guys start this. I'm
go.
Just fixing
go.
A fence. I'm fixing a fence and you can't
you're
fucking
not,
handle
you don't even know
okay?
how to use tools.
I'm glad
you don't know how to use tools.
Because this proves that what
bye.
That all I'm doing is fixing a fence.
Get out.
So I can improve my own property.
Okay, go. Get out. Get out.
You know
get out.
Out.
Get out. No, it isn't. What? You're drunk and you're just disgusting. You're disgusting. Go on. Thank you. I am going to show them you're what you're nice. Doing. You are drunk.
This is the hit single section.
You need
of
to get
album.
Off of my plant. You're drunk, you're inebriated, and you're driving. You have a fence company parked in your yard. This isn't your responsibility. You're mad and you're acting out.
No, I'm not.
Geddy Lee is here.
Just get out.
From Rush.
I have it. I have it on tape.
No, I said I'm glad you do.
I'm good. Go. This is nonsense.
I'm glad you do.
Thank you. Good. Get out. Who cares? No one cares about you.
Hi, Geddy. I'm
no,
Bob.
We're, no, they don't. No one cares about you.
That for your
yeah, I am. Go. You're ridiculous. You don't know what you're doing.
You're ridiculous.
You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Get out. Get out right now.
How's
you're
going,
drunk and you're just causing. You're acting out. You're acting out again. Get off the property. It's almost 7 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock at night. You don't need to be doing this. You have a fence company parked in your yard. You are crazy. We're not in the city of Santa Cruz. We're in San Lorenzo Valley. We're in Boulder Creek, California. Has nothing to do with the city.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Did our lawyer call you?
Just get out. You're dangerous. You are really dangerous this time. This is ridiculous. You heard me. Yeah, I do. Go. Just leave. Just if you're on a righteous path, go. Just get out. Bye. You're not pulling anything.
Yeah. Ten.
Nope, you're leaving.
$10
You're leaving.
I hope you don't mind, but...
Because I got done what I needed to do.
Nope. Bye.
There is a photographer that's going to be taking pictures.
You're
of
not scaring
together.
Anybody.
You are here doing it.
You're ridiculous. You damaged my lights. Yeah, you did.
In case people don't believe
you're ridiculous. I don't care. Just go. Get out.
Okay, so if you like, put on a toque and some headphones.
Get out. You don't know how to build a fence.
Sure.
You have a fence company. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
I memorized that.
Bye.
Great.
I don't have
Beauty.
Any wine, so
how
bye.
How did you do that so fast?
Bye. Out you go. Bye.
Black.
Bye.
Black.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Get out. Just get off the property and go. Get off it. Fine, then I will. Hey,
so
you don't know
that.
Bye. Bye. Don't worry about the fence.
Can I get you a beer?
Don't worry about anything. Bacon. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. You are drunk as heck. Bye. Goodbye. Okay, there goes my light. You just hit it.
So now you're talking to a guest.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, but
I have it. Bye. Bye. No. Get out. Stop. Stop. You need to stop. Get out. Leave it alone. Leave it. Put it back. Put it back. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Well, you're
get
also
out.
For going along
bye.
With this
bye. Bye.
Yeah, because
bye.
You're doing it.
It's your Arizona plates that you don't pay.
Yeah, well, you take off. Wait. Give us one more chance.
And over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The what?
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end?
The beginning of the end.
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 If this were for okay, we're in the third quarter. It may even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
Will resign.
Another hour.
My yard, mind my business.
This and is then a tipping point.
My fence, I bought. And then you want to pull this?
President shit. Could be impeached.
I shit. Do not think yeah. The president will serve out his term.
Resignation. Resignation. I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how. Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell. I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is on. He's done. And it's over.
It's over. The wall's closing in.
Oh, the wall's closing in. This is going to be the Achilles heel. Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart. This week will be the watershed week. Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in. The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
This is the beginning of the end.
Today is the biggest tipping point.
Oh, really?
Congratulates the winner, reaffirms our democracy, and we move forward. Votes have even taken place. If Mr. Trump loses Florida, it's because of those people that you have to watch out for. That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. You start whining before the game's even over? If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else?
In just over 2 years since the election,
attention to your wounds. When that is done,
proceed. Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
occupied Europe and really banished
economic boom.
Resolve conflicts in your life.
Do you wish you were better at creating a peaceful and just world?
On Talk It Out Radio, Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m., we offer the skills of self-compassion,
effective communication,
and creating understanding across differences.
Come listen, call in, and practice with us.
Talk It Out.
Talk It Out.
Talk It Out Radio, Sundays, 7 to 8 p.m. on KPFA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about talkable radio, a talking point, talk moment. Talk for victory and talk to win in the arena of verbal contention. More talk, more weaponry. The best defense, a good offense. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Animal, but that's not to say they didn't leave a huge mark on the history of rock and roll. They set up the Monkees with Torque on bass alongside singer-songwriter Michael Nesmith playing guitar, drummer Mickey Dolenz, and Davy Jones on lead vocals. The latter two were presented more as lead vocalists, even though they all sang. He was born Peter Halston Thorkelson,
well, the Beatles,
February 13th, 1942, in Washington,
yeah, there was
D.C.
A
Both of his
interesting moment where Michael Nesmith and folk music. So he was really Mickey Dolenz went to England.
By them an awful lot. Mm-hmm. In fact, when he was just
and,
a little boy,
Nesmith wound up over with John Lennon and the rest of them, of course. But he was hanging out with John Lennon, so he wound up at the
Monkees, who, as we all know,
All You Need Is Love shooting,
known as musicians.
And
before his fame,
Dolenz went over to Paul McCartney's house at one point, and Paul McCartney was showing
from Thorkelson to Torque. As mentioned in the beginning, they sang lead vocals on their songs, but they weren't really invited
Dolenz,
to the studio, some of them weren't ready.
Early mixes of Sgt. Pepper's.
The Wrecking Crew
was asking Mickey Dolenz what he thought of the mix.
Played a lot on those first albums.
And Mickey Dolenz was saying, I'm just this actor hired
to
pretend to be a rock and roller, and the Beatle is asking me what the mix is.
Well, he's there.
He found that surreal. That was at the moment where for reasons of commerce, people here were selling the Monkees as if they were
CBS
the Beatles
News that
from
producer
here,
Don Kirshner discouraged the band from even being in the
But the thing is that their music, which was not the Monkees playing or writing, or they were just singing, was really amazing because it was some of the best music from the pop world. It was written by the best, it was played by the best, and those were not the Monkees.
Inspired
they were
the
Wrecking Crew
Hard Day's Night,
and Carol King
show,
and Geffen and all
the silly
those guys
one, a self-professed dummy who sometimes had that weird look on his face.
But that's that was the first moment
the
of manufactured
told
boy
the
bands.
New York Times the emotional age of the Monkees
and,
was 13. The Monkees had over 10 top 40 hits.
Yeah, I went when I was 13.
Your
I went to
stone,
the first,
and a little bit mean,
first
little
Monkees
bit
concert in Honolulu at the HIC.
So they were there in Honolulu. They must have toured quite a bit.
No, all they did was fly out to Honolulu and play and go home. They were not even playing the music in those days.
While touring with the Monkees,
but they were pretending to until the end, I suppose.
No, they pretended to for some time. The important part here to remember is that
they were hitting
Davy
silent
Jones
drums and playing prop guitars. And so.
Yeah, you can just shoot without sound, and then they were lip syncing boy bands, you know.
Yeah,
and Milli Vanilli got poop canned for that later.
Right.
But the point is, everybody does auto tuning even back then. No, Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz understood it because they were both actors. They were hired to pretend to be in a band. In a pretend band, whereas Mike Nesmith and Peter Tork thought they were in a band, and because they were actually musicians.
When are we going to rehearse?
So they worked up for into 3 years. I think it was 3 years that they actually did their own headquarters and beyond. And all you have to do is play those albums back to back and compare early real Monkees, not the fake Monkees. The first few albums are amazing because it's not the Monkees, and then from headquarters on is the Monkees, and that's not so great. But that's not their fault. They never had a chance to be a band, so that's why I kind of like the history. It was this whole made up thing that even they had to figure out while they were doing it, and they got a salary, folks. They didn't get money for any royalties or anything for any of that stuff. That went to Don Kirshner and people like that. If you watched, if you're not old enough, you can watch Don Kirshner's rock concert, right.
On Night Flight.
Which I would watch because at least it was a way to see bands. Yeah, that was a great time for television. Night Flight and Friday, Saturday Night Live, all that stuff was new. New. Yeah, songs like this were done by probably the best band in Hollywood, the Wrecking Crew. Which I believe there is a documentary out about. If y'all want to watch it in a pictured-like situation.
And how would you be doing that? You mean not
at Hal's house?
Not at the on the phone.
A third our age would be watching it on the phone. You're right. But you and I cannot at Hal's because he depends on an ancient system of communication called cable. It's the cobwebby thing that your parents used to listen to.
My parents didn't have cable. They had the three networks.
No, I'm speaking to the younger audience.
Oh, I see. Yes.
You are the parents.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not in my case, but...
yeah, we are the parents now. I love this stuff.
The parental generation.
And I was listening to it through a tiny speaker. Remember those? We had little tiny radios.
Tiny speaker.
Yeah, and everything tiny, was mixed tiny. That way. It, once you mix the album in a studio, you then played it through a 5-inch paper cone speaker in mono, and that's how you did your final mix in those days. Because that's how the populace would hear it.
And they'd hear it through a speaker in the car, too. Right?
In the car. We had a big 5-inch in the Impala, one in the back. I used to love to listen to that. But I was listening more to, most of the time, to Hawaiian music. There's a station in Hawaii that only speaks Hawaiian and only plays Hawaiian music. And that was charming, driving through the cane fields late at night. My parents were driving. I didn't drive then. But we'd be coming back from the North Shore, and you could smell the cane and hear the Hawaiian songs. And they were developing the hook. It'd been around for a while, but the 60s really got going on developing the hook for a pop song. Yeah.
Which they got from country songs that are entirely built around a hook.
Yeah, that's the country songs and black soul music was where all this stuff came from. American music that conquered the world. And it stayed that way until Star Wars conquered the world. Which it really did, folks.
And that's why there's no more country music of any good quality, because Star Wars ruined.
No, it just Star Wars and thinking of Star Wars superseded everything. Lucas's genius was he came up with the idea that made even the Navajos love Darth Vader.
But you're not supposed to like Vader. You're supposed to like the rebellious alliance.
That's why you get a gasp of breath the first time you see Vader in the first movie. There were people cheering. I was at the opening night here in San Francisco, and the first little Eric spacecraft goes over and people were yelling, and by the when you saw that second aircraft, people on their feet yelling. They were so ready for the Western in space, I guess. Lucas really got it before anybody else. As his former wife said, he's a warlord. But back in the innocent days, it was the Monkees and the Rolling Stones and the Hollies and the Animals and the Turtles. Oh, there's a great... Oh, I can't remember the name of the movie, though. It's a last gasp 50s sort of movie, and they just threw in every band they could think of. The Crusaders and the Turtles are in it, and they're doing a lip-syncing thing, and at one point, the guitar player, who's lead guitar player, who's in a chair, looks up at one of the lead singers with this look of, like, I can't believe I'm doing this, and they cut away because it was just... It was, you know, he's a real band person. He's just, you know, doing a monkey's level job. It's the history of music. The music after mass media. Just about understanding that, for some of us, that Peter Tork was 77. And they haven't told us why he died. By which I mean, everybody's supposed to be there. Did you ever see the fake Monkees movie?
Head, you mean?
No, that's as bad as it gets. But no, there's a movie that's even worse about the Monkees.
Monkees. While they were making Head, I mean, that's when it takes place.
Right.
With fake Monkees.
Yeah.
There was the fake Three Stooges movie and fake...
Oh, that's right. Man, I'd love to see that. The Stooges
movie. Supposed to be pretty terrible. And now there's the not-so-bad Laurel and Hardy movie, supposedly.
That's a more respectful buy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a piece of it. It looked pretty fun.
I saw a piece. Yeah, it looked good. But
who plays... It was an interview with... What's his name? Who plays Hardy?
John C. Reilly.
Yes. An intriguing choice.
And King Kong, the Vietnam movie. the Vietnam King Kong movie credits ends with an 8mm film sequence of him coming back to his family after World War II.
And of course, the real genius is Bob Raffleson and his partner with a
Five Easy Pieces.
Did affect movie history by making Easy Rider and Five and a bunch of other movies.
Here we go. Salad.
It's called Salad. Daydream Believers, The Monkey Story.
Starring anyone we ever heard of?
No, but I'm looking at it now, and it's intriguing how they got the people to look like the people of the people.
They're a pig.
Well, they can get them to look like them, but then since you're already familiar with close-ups of the original people, you realize something bogus is going on.
And also the sad part is Bruno Ganz died recently.
Yes.
There he goes. Sad.
Lyndon LaRouche shuffled off this mortal coil. So the fake Bob Dobbs in Canada must be rather sad.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago today.
Sergeant Lyndon taught the band to play. No.
I have a VHS of that. That's a documentary that I think is the one that covers a number of bands. One of the ones, what's the other one I have? At the same time, another one came out with Malcolm McDowell as the presenter, and that's, what's that one called? That's a sober... see, this is modern time. This is the monkeys now. It's just people killing people.
Yes.
And monsters.
It's a multi-game player.
That's the way. It's one of the things that intrigues me about these kinds of things is even though the systems are super advanced, the idea is you still need a full magazine. You just shoot at things forever, like in storm.
You can shoot at friend or foe. You just keep shooting.
Keep shooting. It's like nothing in the way of fighting has advanced, really. It's still 19th century thinking, even though it's 25th century problems.
Well, in the Starship Troopers, it was implied that that was a deliberate tactic.
Right. Well, he was doing a wonderful version of it.
Get more money by having a big defeat.
I wonder what you were. The story you gave me here about Green dying is interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting story. If he describes how he's racing with another reporter to be the first to file the story, and the other reporter grabs him and tears his coat pocket, but he manages to get away and get to the phone first.
In the press car behind Kennedy's in the motorcade, the UPI guy grabbed the microphone and ripped it out. He calls in the story we all hear in the endless repetitions of that news that day, and then rips the mic out, rips the cord out of the plug, so the other people in the car can't file their stories. It's interesting. Everybody got very competitive very quickly. Well, there was a photographer who took a shot of Oswald being let out, and he took it a fraction of a second before the bullet. And there's another guy who got the shot just as the bullet's entering Oswald. And the guy who the entry picture got the Pulitzer, and they had bad blood between them for some time.
But it was no one's fault, really. No,
it's just chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you elbowed me out of the way and got the great picture I should have had.
But that's always been part of the job, is everybody elbowing, so it always comes back to that. Yeah, one of my favorite stories is the... there's a woman... I played that on my JFK shows. There's a woman who is working the PBX board at the prison, and some suits show up, and they never identified themselves. They said, "Here's two things going on right now, and you're going to help us. Oswald's going to make a phone call, and you're going to tell him that the phone call did not go through, and we're going to be recording it from this room right over here." So they did that, and that really bothered her, because for the first time ever, she saw the system that ruled her life. That's why I love JFK shooting, because it unmasks the system. We go through our lives thinking there is none, that we're free, that we have free thought. Yeah, well, human fools. I like Mickey Rooney in Midsummer Night's Dream. What fools they?
Not fools, these mortals be.
And so she kept the, at the insistence of her daughter, she kept the notes that she had that night, and didn't just, they sat in the house for 35 years or so until she and an old family friend who's also a retired sheriff came over. She told the story too, and he was interested. He said, "Well, maybe I should push this uphill and see if anybody cares anymore." So he did. And then a journalist called a week later after it hit the FBI desk and said, "Oh, I read your affidavit about Oswald not having his phone call go through." And she said, "I never made an affidavit." And sure enough, if you go to the National Archives, there's an unsigned affidavit by her that she never, ever swore to, has no connection with. How does that work, folks? That's the kind of system you have to fight uphill. That happened to the folks on the stairs, too, the young ladies who were on the stairs, who proved, without a doubt, that Oswald was not upstairs. He was at the second floor, just like he said, because they were on the stairs the whole time, and he never came down the stairs. They signed affidavits, filed them, and then went on with their lives. The supervisor and the two young ladies, who were now middle-aged ladies, were shocked to find out later that no, but they just did their duty as citizens. But the affidavits that are in the National Archives don't at all comport with what they told the officers, and they are, of course, unsigned. That's why the JFK thing is so confusing to all of us, because it's been messed with by so many little hands. Right, caller?
He agrees.
Ow! Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
You need a minute?
Minor point of order.
All right.
Okay, the first half of the show...
Right.
Puzzling Evidence was not present.
Right.
And it was only Dr. Howe. Should not then the... It's not the Puzzling Evidence show, it's the Dr. Howe show.
No, here's the confusing part. I'm there, but I'm just not talking. And then what you heard was an edit that I made. So I'm there.
Oh,
my hand.
I heard him say it earlier. You weren't there.
My whole. That's what. See, this is the fun part about radio. The people like at Radio Valencia. Nobody there understands. I can control things without ever being seen.
Oh, but I get it now. So you're
the problem
there.
Is you think that I'm not there because my control is.
When you don't
talk,
you're invisible. Right. And so is K-Rock.
So my mistake. I stand corrected.
But you're there because you're talking now.
And that's the important part. So how are you?
Uh-oh, he's not there.
From now on, it's always Puzzling Evidence, and he's always there.
No, it's just that from now on, you got to think that you don't have all the info. That's all.
It's played on his show, that's a pretty good indication.
You're withholding evidence from me, are you?
I am indeed. I constantly withhold evidence on purpose. That's the puzzling part. And the other part is that I could not get my microphone to work that night. That was really driving me crazy. So I just quit after a while.
I don't know. If you can't do it, I don't know how it can be done.
No, I have a little portable mic that I use on that show with effects.
I know.
And it just wouldn't work.
But to the other mic that K-Rob had, it seems like there are two at the most that work. But in the old studio, we had a whole bunch of people hooked up.
We haven't remastered that, as it were. It's called re-photography. When you go back to a place with a photograph and you take a picture of it now, that's re-photography. It's one of my favorite things to do.
My favorite also.
Okay, so Charlie Windstorm will be at the opening of the Subgenius documentary in Austin in March.
He will?
Yeah, of course he will. All of us will.
Yeah, well...
Gower.
I don't know about that.
Why, he'll be right there in the front row with a jumbo popcorn and jujubes.
Yeah, and you can throw the jujubes at the stang on the screen.
I don't know if the police would be too... okay with that.
Oh, my goodness, you shouldn't mention the police. You better redact that statement.
Why wouldn't they be all kissy-app on
you?
Yeah,
we're tight like that with the po-po.
I was once told that if I ever set foot in Austin again, that I would be put in jail. And I said to myself, that's interesting. I've never seen the inside of an Austin jail cell.
Officer unfriendly. Our proud people.
Let's put it this way. If I show up, I'll be in disguise.
I don't wish to see the face of his.
Charlie Windstorm is in the skies.
With diamonds. With Neil
diamonds. In diamonds. Yeah, right. Are you sad about Peter Tork dying?
Peter Trump,
who was the actual son of the... of Peter Tork, the president, is dead at 77.
And it's your fault.
Yeah.
You got me.
Oh, I didn't read that part. Yeah. It's our fault.
He's one of the monkeys. Get with it, Pops. Now there's only one monkey left.
No, there are two.
Oh really?
Tork. Yeah.
I heard there was only one.
Mike Nesmith and Dolan's are still alive. And see, that's what I was saying earlier. If you tour as the monkeys, you can get to live. If you don't tour as the monkeys, you die.
I read in the paper there was only one of them left.
That's cool. Media lies. That's what Trump's been
Fake
trying to
news.
Tell you. You're just not listening.
Fake news. All the monkeys are still around, and they're in the cabinet.
Yeah. And they each have a beer bottle named after them.
Yes.
That's a thing. They should make, with that company that makes those ceramic hard liquor bottles, they should make monkey centennial ones. But they made four casino ones, and the Hopis took the time to go to the liquor company and said, please don't do that. So those are very rare.
Voice and Heart.
Not a daydream believer.
Voice and Heart were later. Yeah. They came on when the monkeys fell apart. Voice and Heart became the other two monkeys. But it's really Bob Raffles and his partner, whose name I can't remember right now, that are the important guys. Nicholson was in there, but he wasn't. He was a creative partner.
The case.
Well, there was the. They came out of the Roger Corman movie-making factory.
Yes.
Uncle Puzz, Dr.
Oh, be all kissy app on you.
The
door's open. Come on, let's go.
15 seconds, 15 seconds.
For your audio into my, telephone headset.
Real audio.
Sorry, Charlie Windstorm. I did not. I just cut you off, but I did not mean to. You have to call back.
Pure in the haze.
See, I just found out that somebody else was trying to call. I hit the button for them to get both of you up, and everybody died.
The lips of sparrows melt the mossy stone.
The phone is not a phone anymore. It's a computer. There we go.
By the lake, a girl swims her green hand among the gallowed swans.
Please somehow lower the volume.
Now we're getting...
It's my headset. It's way...
They're trying to control the show remote.
Do you not have a volume at your end?
Any any way you could do that?
No.
Change the whole stations because you can't change the volume in your headphones?
No. The radio feed is at the perfect level, but the level of audio going into my telephone headset is overdriven, and it's distorting.
And, of course, that would have nothing to do with the headset you're using.
No, it doesn't.
See, the customer never believes that they're wrong.
He's one of the heads.
Oh, come on. Look,
they're all heads.
It's like I'm telling you. It's
it's like you're telling me.
Like,
it is
you're
like.
Killing
me.
Like it, he like.
No, don't. I'm
Doctor,
not killing you. I'm
me.
Liking
look,
you.
Volume level on my headset. See, I'm just.
I just keep.
Down.
I just keep hitting like, and the volume keeps going up. Ah, that's better. Charlie Windscreen.
Well, yeah, right. The bigger they are, the nicer they are. But I gotta say, this feed may be a little bit too intense for some individuals. Caution is recommended.
It's not. I don't have a level of intensity that cannot be withstood.
Hearing loss has been reported by some individuals. Oh, gosh.
Well, you're not going to fix it, are you?
It's not necessarily fixable from this end. It's like it's, the whichness of the whatness.
But here, by the way, VJ Pussycats brings up some points.
Oh, she's got
that
points.
That Peter Stormare as Stan Laurel doesn't work, and that the John Wick angle is a real distraction.
John Wick?
Yeah.
He
had the place in
the city
that was full of those old
respite from the
what's his name
John Wicket.
Wicket. That's what I'm trying to
We went there
many times. Yes,
Mrs. Philo used to live there in her salad days.
Yes, and man, that guy had some cool stuff.
You gotta help tons me.
He had a collection of erotic art from all over the world, from the Puka Puka Island and the.
Okay,
island of
what
Pinga
I'm going
Pongo.
To do is remove the earpiece from my headset, and I'm going to listen to the live feed on the radio, and I'm going to speak over my telephone mouthpiece, and I'll be listening to myself on a delay.
Trump's giving his speech, man. Have some respect for the pressing deck of
I am
the universe.
Unscrewing the blasting cap.
There we go.
I am preparing to cut the white wire.
Okay, we're going back to our homepage, man. We're going to reclaim our homepage.
Home on the page where the beer-battered buffaloes spray.
Oh, this is interesting.
And seldom is heard a discouraging word. Well, what do the buffaloes say?
It's like going backwards in time.
Wow. Backwards in time.
Whoa, that's cool, man.
Back to the age of gold, when men were men. Well, it sure is groovy here at the radio station. Yes, beat me, Daddy, 8 to the bar. There's nobody here but us rigged out revolutionists.
So now I can predict what I'm going to say.
So you're not on our time level, then.
I'm going to say amoeba.
What are you speaking on right now? Is that your headset?
Tommy, amoeba, the lowest form of life? We have to wait.
Oh, I'm
for
still
the
watching
delay.
Trump here. He's
the
claiming
delay.
The whole universe.
Who would have thought that Trump had a great career as a ballet dancer after his presidency? Astonishing the world with his enchanting entrechats, leap, and
what
a potted...
What control of the body. Well,
and when he goes on point and whirls around, it's one of the great wonders of all time. Hey, Mr. Trump, you know that $5 billion for the wall? What if we gave you the $5 billion? Would you just go away and... live in Trump Tower in Moscow.
That was one of the... I really wanted to write to my right-wing friends who were yelling at me on social media about...
They're trying to convert you?
No, they were just saying, that trying to point up their ideas about the wall, and I really wanted to write, yeah, well, send him your ranch, you know? Then he'll use that money, build the damn wall, and we'll all go home happy. But I don't want to get involved with people in arguments on social media. It's endless. It's like tar baby stuff.
And then somebody else comes and chimes in.
And you know, it's like the Google page for a certain non-radio station I know. It's just nobody listens. Everybody has to make their point.
Well, I'm tempted with some of the dinosaur arguments, of course, to chip in. But if I do, they'll be dumping on me from now till doomsday.
Right. It's digital is a prison. Get over it.
Live with it.
Yeah, you should never argue on the internet.
There's no argument anymore.
Live it or live with it.
Everything becomes... Five comments in, it becomes flame war. That's an old term, I know.
Arguing on the internet is like running a race in the Special Olympics.
Well, somebody's got to win.
We're special.
We're something.
Well, that's
special.
Part of it. You know, bringing up part of it is that the generations that we're trying to argue with do think they're special, and they never learned critical thinking. Or
they've been told they're special all their lives in school.
For being special.
Right. You are a very special.
And I went to military school. We were definitely not special.
You know, you won the argument.
If you were not a special person, you are a special person now. We wish you a joy day because you're a very special.
Greetings, citizen.
Oh, gosh, I feel so special now I could kill myself. What's wrong?
Kill me radio.
Oh, yes, right.
There we go.
Orc, kill me, right.
I wonder if there's any connection to the original Sterno. That's what I'd like to do, is go to Little Rock and hang out with Sterno and Byron's radio show.
But won't Sterno and Byron be there at the movie preview?
I believe so.
Lies told me that.
Yes. But Lies will be there too, right?
He will? I guess. I'm the only one who gets left out of that.
I figured he was not the... he's one of the famous guys, right? He and Stang and...
But he hasn't been working on it for the past 10 years, but...
Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing. I'm just trying to work this show. It's crazy.
I guess you're as famous as you say you are
exactly.
In this church.
On the internet. The internet is what makes us famous. Nobody knows about stuff in this church. Nobody cares.
For fame, for fortune.
Everybody cares about the internet.
People say, what's that pin on your coat? That's Dick Van Dyke, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we had our chance. It went away. It's not important anymore. The only important guy is Charlie Wintunnel.
You called that a show.
Yeah, okay, I can just adjust this show now.
Hey, that's a very striking new Deerstalker hat you've got. Very fashionable, I am. Now, let's back up a little bit. Maybe pull the camera back about yay far. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that looks a lot better. And now a big smile for the fans here.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Uncle
Buzz. You say something.
I really can't
nice
take
to?
All the credit.
How about extra credit?
Maybe that's it. Maybe arguments have just changed form.
Very, but the enormously talented Dr. Howell, who was able to pontificate on subjects such as feathered dinosaurs.
Pontifex Maximus. In some cases, I would be violently opposed by other authorities.
Separated from the glory of the Kala.
There's with the 5-inch fleas that jump in the breeze, and centipedes as long as your arms, guaranteed to do you irreparable harm.
Hey,
but
hey,
most of all,
I was going to say, Charlie Windstorm, you can join in this too if you go to the RadioValencia.fm page.
Well, perhaps you would.
And hop on the...
then you can get on the chat box and write
with us.
Chatterbox, yes. I'm hard time believing that an insect could be deadly.
No.
To a human, anyway.
Well, they're deadly to each other, right?
With the exception of...
But they don't feel like we do. They, you know, like when the spider that you heard about drops on the floor, he doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt the way we do.
We may know that he's had it, but...
They don't have any sensors in those systems.
But
so,
like Macbeth, he's going to fight on.
Yes, that's built into the system. All life fights on. You can learn that from the movie Aliens. Choose the man. Now, Trump's talking about our future again. Of course, he's the big face on the screen. Nobody pays any attention to him.
Big face.
Big face.
Big face.
Here on KPFA, we have a big face. And so we'd like you to help us keep it up in the air.
And save the station also. Don't just save us. You've got to save 94.1 KPFA on its mission. Of course, if you send in your widow's mite, you might say that it's because of our show, the Puzzling Evidence Show. 3 a.m.
I have a tiny face. A tiny face on a giant head.
Like in Dick Tracy, Little Face, that grotesque character who had a tiny face.
That's right, yeah.
In front of a huge, fat head. Well,
when I was a kid in France, Dick Tracy kept me alive because we'd get the airmail version, airmail, folks. There's something you don't remember anymore of the Chicago Tribune and Time Magazine. And they were done on Bible paper, what I call Bible paper, really thin paper.
In the Bible it says, Dick Tracy and Flat Top fought for 47 hours. And Gruesome and BB Eyes looked on but did nothing to help. Then Junior and Pat arrived at the last moment. I hope you like this story, boys and girls.
What about the Big Little books? Did you ever have one of those?
That's familiar. What were they?
They're like not really books and not really comic books, but they're printed on pulp paper and they're big, thick books about
Vitamin Flint.
Yeah, about Vitamin Flint Heart.
I really like Vitamin Flint because he was always chugging pills.
Vitamin Flint Heart. And who was the guy who got mixed up with the Moon Maid and the Moon people? Not B.O. Plenty, who smelled bad. You know, it's hard to get all these Tracy characters. Well, he had flies circling around him all the time, too.
Mason Embrace. Fate ain't written, Artanis.
There was always something facially abhorrent about all the Tracy villains, but the side of good wasn't that attractive either. Even Tracy's girlfriend, who cruelly lampooned by Al Capp, Tess Trueheart, wouldn't send many men's hearts fluttering.
It was the soundtrack to my early teenagehood. What's it gonna be? Oh, okay.
Oh, thank heavens, what a relief.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that without the pop world telling me.
Well, I wouldn't want tomorrow to be a pineapple upside down cake or something.
No.
You know, it's hard enough to deal with the changes that constantly come, but at least it's gonna be another day. And Bertrand Russell said there was no guarantee that there would be another day. And this universe, that the sun will rise tomorrow morning is not a solid proposition. We simply have to guess on the basis of our collected sensory experience.
See, that's what we get for trusting writers. Has he ever been right?
Philosophers, yes, well.
Yep, it's a good idea to live like that. That's why there's a Burning Man.
Yes, the ticket land rush is about to start, where people crouch at their computer and then compete with everybody else to try to get a ticket.
Yeah, you know, I think upside down cake, that's a pretty good option. I think I would.
If you like those,
mind that.
Well, why not make it a cream puff or a cherry pie or something? Pineapple upside down cake.
Ew.
Really? I mean, come on. Baked Alaska, now you might have my interest, but how about a burnt sugar cake? Or an angel food cake? Have you ever had an angel food cake? You don't like them?
I never liked pineapple or angel.
But angel food is like this spongy, air-filled. You didn't like it, huh?
I mean, that's just for the people.
You prefer a thick German chocolate cake.
Not quite the throw-up cake the Germans got, because they put coconut and all that stuff in there. But
a burnt sugar
cake. You know what would be really nice?
Burnt sugar icing.
Mile High Pie, which is the...
Well, that's too high for me to climb. I couldn't get there and eat the pie. It's too tall.
Enormous. Well, you might compare it to...
Thank you for not saying ginormous.
They cover it with... cover it with flammable rum and then light it on fire.
Foom. Too bad about your eyebrows. Well, the thing about Baked Alaska is that it's baked, but inside there's still cold ice cream. You know, it's very difficult to make the Baked Alaska. Yes, not everyone can. Back to culinary school. Yes, only Cistercian monks who've practiced all their lives can produce the caramel double upside down cake. But inside, it's delicious. And there are many different layers of squashy caramel, marshmallow.
$1,000.
Oh, well,
I didn't say it was
Thailand,
cheap.
They have the fried ice cream. Which
yum.
Frying ice cream.
It's fried.
Ice cream that is frozen far.
It's made real hard with dry ice, and then they fry it in batter.
Crust.
Yum.
And then it's actually fried.
Yeah.
And it's very quickly fried to the point that it comes out
quickly fried.
Boiling oil before the ice cream has a chance to...
Don't get any on you. Did you watch any of the YouTube videos of people throwing boiling water into the air where the Arctic cold front had moved in and the boiling water would fall down as snow on screen? Except for the one guy who threw up the boiling water so clumsily that it fell back on him before it had time to turn into snow. And he fell down and writhed in the snow in pain. It was hilarious. It got thousands of likes. And they were blowing bubbles.
Oh, man, wasn't that fun? Yeah. A friend of mine is a fifth-grade teacher in Michigan, and she made a YouTube video of herself going outside with a pot of boiling oil.
Yeah, they throw it up.
Boiling water.
It freezes in the air.
Okay, here's some science. And she tossed it out, and it immediately turned into, I guess it turned into smell.
Snow. It comes down as flakes. You see the arc freezing as it's thrown up. And they were doing it again and again, braving the sub-zero weather just so they could do those school things. Or one of them blew bubbles with a soap bubble thing, and the bubbles froze hard, and then they could tap them and break them into shards. Yes, that was certainly fun. Like the equivalent of frying an egg on a sidewalk in the summer. Hot enough for you? Boy, it was hotter than Hooker and heater, and when the temperature reached a frizzling 126 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's another fun thing you can do is you blow a soap bubble in. It's one of the few good things about sub-freezing weather.
Well, you've got to try to find a good thing in everything.
I can do without sub-zero weather. But except for things like making snow and frozen solid soap bubbles.
Yes, you can make a snowman, just don't end up inside it as a frozen version of yourself. And some people did indeed get turned into frozen effigies in a Pompeii-like thing just from
Stop
being outside.
Listen to me.
Oh, all right.
My mind has turned against itself.
So, what do you got to throw in? Sure, I'll stop. State your business.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Some say savory sage.
Take the last train of Parksville. Now I must hang up.
No, it's not. It's parsley, comma, sage.
Yes, I know. And so it would have been savory, comma, sage.
Savory being an herbal mixture. And what's in Clarksville now? Why do we want to go there
it's
by
actually,
train?
You're right. I was thinking about that. They probably play that there all
it's
the time.
It's not Hooterville.
No, it's in Tennessee.
Yeah, you're right. Tommy Boyce committed suicide in 1994.
Because the monkeys were...
I would say that's a very...
Had nothing to do with it.
And I'm sure it had something to do with clinical depression.
Well,
and, you know,
or
you,
manic
you really
depressiveness.
Think of somebody who wrote such catchy tunes.
Maybe he was written out. There was no more creativity from the original font that produced his masterworks.
Consider the following acoustic journey.
Okay.
You sit in an empty room.
Right, just let me get comfortable here. Oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Now begins your travel.
I feel
an
like
acoustic
I'm
expedition
floating
into a vast necropolis
off the chair.
Of electrostatic utterance.
Good Lord, this is...
sound travel.
It's incredible. The sound, it's just...
Controlling the minds of people.
This must be the sensory deprivation tank of the god.
He had a brain aneurysm.
Tommy had it. Right?
Yeah.
Those are hard to fix.
What the listener hears is a weird alternate noise.
Could happen to any of us at any time. Like a thunderclap, we could be struck down, fall down, dead. Are you out of your mind?
So let's see why such music grips us. What it does to us psychologically and how our brains are affected.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, that was a weird pairing when two monkeys went with Boyce and Hart and became the new monkeys for a little while.
Did it save the franchise?
No, it did not. Even though there were all those pop geniuses, pop music geniuses right there.
Laboring, slaving,
but the monkeys had become a symbol for all that was more worser in the rock.
Too plastic, man.
Yep.
And they're a manufactured image.
They were the first boy band in the big scene.
Yes, who would have thought that they would have been eclipsed in mediocrity by all who followed?
Known as Dolan's Joint, Dolan Jones Boys and Heart.
Right.
Which is kind of they could have come up with a catchy name, like the monkeys, they could have called themselves the Cheetahs or the...
Well, there was a lot of that.
They get points for at least trying.
Boys and Heart. Now there's a catchy name for a band.
It's no different from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. You just string the musicians together. And you get, well, all sorts of great combos. Flat and Scruggs, And that was generally true. They didn't put people down.
Peter Tork's house became one of the hugest party centers in the canyon for a while there.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. That's not a very catchy name for a band either. I'm sorry.
No, but they were quite popular with Find the Cost of Freedom and Ohio.
If Puzzling, Howl, and Windstorm made a band, and we called it Puzzling, Howl, and Windstorm, that's not a very catchy name.
I disagree.
I kind of like that name.
I think that sounds good.
It's a very great name.
We could get bookings with that very easily.
Yeah.
It's better than the band I was in. Yes, Puzzling, Howl, and Windstorm, that kind of all fits together. So it's not a surreal conjunction of unreconcilable parts. For example, the windstorm might howl, and that in itself might be a puzzling situation that you were unable to resolve. Was the howl a lost soul caught in the wind, or the howling of the wind itself?
We could call it The Curse of Bob.
And my
that's the first album.
Unnoticed.
I think that's a better name.
What a scream of agony by torture like the...
Not only that, BJ Pussycat, but his teeth were so bad. When he went in for the audition for the monkeys with the others, he said... can you fix my teeth and give me more hair? And the people doing the audition for the Monkees said, this is an audition, not a...
This is Hollywood.
We hire you. So they rejected him, and he went to one of his best friends, a guy named Peter Torkelson, and said, I just went to an audition for a show that you might be good for. And sure enough...
There's nothing the matter with your hair and teeth.
That's right. And he had the kind of smiliness, and he really always resented having to be the clown in the band. But there it was, you know. It was a paycheck. They were hired for not much money. They got paid scale, that's it, for all those first years.
And Davy Jones, wasn't he the most popular? The one the girls liked the most, although...
Sure, and also he'd been on English Broadway? He'd been in actual shows. He and Dolan had grown up.
Stratford-on-Avon, in the Globe Theater. I didn't think that, but... he was considered the cute one. And it is said that in the second season of the original Star Trek, they put in the character of Lieutenant Chekhov because of his supposed resemblance to Davy Jones of the Monkees, who would draw the young female fans to a show that so far only the boys were watching. With his bowl haircut and his boyish looks. So. But this is all hearsay. I've never seen it proven, and until it is ruled inadmissible evidence. Case closed. Next.
Okay, just cleans the palate here with some real rock.
World full of same old.
No, world full of same old.
You mean all old and all dared before.
All dared?
Yeah, you've seen it many times before, what we offer on this non-award-winning program.
Ah, you're right about that. It's late.
I rest
night.
My case.
Oh, thank you.
Put it down here. Yeah, it's heavy. Welcome to Cal Aesthetics.
Yeah, and he had to change his name because of the Monkees. What a weird world we live in. I always like these guys. The Sweet were doing some pretty good rock at the time. And I like the fact that, like I was seeing New York Dolls the other day, the fact that rockers were acting like exactly what showbiz demanded of them was really threatening to people, which is even better.
She's the passionate one.
Well, David Johansen went on to do other things.
Yeah, good. If you have the talent,
to be Buster Poindexter.
Yeah, you can get in there. But it's hard to switch from one cachet to another. People don't like that. We like to have our hot chocolate remain the hot chocolate.
How come my chocolate has changed to toothpaste? Somebody's going to pay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Chocolate toothpaste. Oh, Charlie Winstrong is messing with his headset again.
You know, that's a $1 million idea, and I'm giving it away here on this show. Chocolate-flavored toothpaste. Nobody's ever tried it. And here's another one. I'm just going to give this away for free.
That would be like the Osmond Brothers. The Osmond Brothers.
The Osmond.
Crazy Horses. And then going back to doing early love songs. And then, you know, all the crazy bikers. Crazy Horses, they would come to the live shows and then end up listening to all this teenage girly music.
Teenage girly music.
Girly music.
Man, my parents were almost killed by the fans of the
girly man.
The tartan wearing, I can't remember the name of the band, in Scotland. My parents were in an airport once and almost killed by a horde of young ladies running really fast toward. Who was that? It was one of their members killed themselves too because they were working so hard. I can't think, they were a boy band, but I can't remember any of it because it's almost the end of the show now. Got only a few minutes left before you can hear some real radio rising up with Sonali.
Your assignment is to look those things up and have the answers ready for us the next time we're here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
The Bay City Rollers, that's who it was.
Of course.
And they did a kind of Beatles thing with those guys, too, where they just worked them. And they were not exactly manufactured. They were a real band, but they manufactured the fame first. And those poor guys had to work. They had no time off to do anything.
Looks like it's almost time to pull the lever on the ejector
seat. Yep.
The lever. Yeah. Don't touch that lever. You'll blow us all to atoms. You go. We belong
that
kind dead.
Of music reminds me of the yuckiest years of my life.
The yuckies?
Oh, yeah?
You mean the Indians?
Well, it's the end of the show now, so we'll clean it all up. We'll go with the...
Scrub-a-dub.
You know, the people we have to call, which is...
You're listening to All Hit Radio.
Yeah, we're going to get All Hit Radio here, you know, because I know you don't
call for Wally for an estimate free, given cheerfully. Call for Wally immediately.
Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing you.
No.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not like on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone.
See,
anyway,
BJ Pussycat was having the reverse disease that I had 2 weeks ago, where I thought I'd come in an hour earlier, so I did 2 hours, and I suddenly thought 4 o'clock was 5 o'clock. And I got all confused.
You gotta stop bashing yourself over that simple mistake. It's so easy. Just looking at the clock, it's an analog device. You can easily misread it, especially when you have a desired result in mind. That can affect one's judgment.
Messages through the vessel.
Telepath messages. I don't want anybody to know what I'm thinking.
Concentrate with every thought you think.
So,
how sweet it is.
Do we know what station this is?
Well, the last time I looked, it was 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz. Of course, you can also find us if you look online at www.kpfa.org. Y'all. This is KPFA 94.1 Berkeley.
And please stay tuned for Rising Up. I love that show.
Rise up. Rise up against the administration.
Yeah.
Be part of the resistance. Rise up, you dead. Slain of the Hydra, and revenge yourself. Those who steal the Golden Fleece must die. So, bye.
But they get to meet the big monster and undo his heel, and the heated Kool-Aid comes out.
That was before. And it's called Ichor. It's the golden lifeblood
still,
of the gods.
It'll always be warm Kool-Aid to me.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. You know what it was?
No.
It was a piece of cellophane being turned around, and there was no liquid at all.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm going to try to go see Vanessa Harryhausen on Saturday with Kim.